At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a day two of Texans minicamp day. We mentioned some of the guys that were out there, some of the guys that weren't out there. Seems like I know the DJ Bieniemy of ESPN was tweeting out that the tackles, after having a little bit of a rough day yesterday, trying to corral Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., maybe having a little bit better day with those guys. Of course, take of that what you will, as obviously not in pads or anything, but just being able to stay in front of them is something that is notable, especially right. as we know what this defense and these defensive ends in particular, rush ends, are capable of. So shout out to the tackles for giving a little bit of pushback to those fellas on day two of mandatory minicamp. We should be hearing from a few Texans, although it'll be very interesting, the ones that we're hearing from. Seems like
interesting is one way to put
they,
it.
They definitely they picked some dudes and put they cultivated a roster of guys talking today.
Yeah.
That I don't think it's head scratching, I won't say, but it's just like, okay.
Hey,
I think
if you're cutting up this audio, you're gonna be done quick.
We did a theme.
I'll put it that way.
Between Nick Chubb, newest Texan, Derek Stingley Jr. And Danielle Hunter.
What you think the longest answer out of all of them going to be?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, let's play that game.
Let's see.
Oh, let's play that game.
All 35 right. seconds?
I'm going to say...
I say 35 max. I don't think it'd be anything over 35
Yeah, but
seconds.
I'm like, maybe you hit something in particular that one of those guys
34 and a
on.
Half is the over-under.
Yeah, oof.
The longest response.
Oof. I'm trying to think, is there anything that those guy fellas would be asked?
I'm going
to
say over. There might be, yeah, there might be
might,
one.
Danielle might surprise you.
Especially Stingley with the new contract.
Yes. Yeah. Stingley might surprise you, too.
You know, you hit on a couple of thoughts that I had on these guys. And by the way, they deserve to be on the podium or to be
100%
focused. It's not yeah. like they, oh, yeah. You know, it's not like the Texans PR is saying, hey, let's have some fun with the media.
No, they are all respected, good respected players yes. in the league at one point.
But one thing about Danielle Hunter, and I brought it up with Seth this morning because I do think this, he doesn't, you know, he's not animated in how he speaks, doesn't say a lot, but he's got a little Andre Johnson in him. When he does get on a topic, you know, that he sort of, you know, embraces, it might not be flamboyant, but he'll say some stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, he'll say some stuff.
That's a dude who's played a good while in the league. You could tell that he has, I mean, the experience is evident, but like he has that knowledge that comes with experience, right? It's not just that he's been here and he has the time in, it's that he really does have a level of understanding of what's going on here.
Yeah.
So there's game. There's game in there, right? To make it very simple, right? He'll put you on game when he has the opportunity to. He just is not one to talk a lot,
and
right?
Is it crazy to think that now that he's got some years under his belt, Stingley might open up a little more this year?
I think maybe so, actually.
With all the accolades and comfort level and all that?
To some degree. Like, I know, you know, Lion's not going to change his stripes. He is a dude who is more reserved, who's not necessarily inclined to talk a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But he did seem like, I mean, and of course, when it was the instance and the opportunity to kind of talk about, you know, the game, right? Things that, something that really, you know, brought it out of him. But then also, there's a level of achievement in getting the contract that he did. And I think that for him, it felt like he was very much nose to the grindstone and try and reach a place. I think that he's still going to have that within him, but mm-hmm. there's something within, I now have reached a certain place. Yeah. I'm an all pro. Like that, I think will open him up a little bit. Not to say that, again, he's going to become C.J. Gardner-Johnson or anything, but I think that he might, I could see him becoming just a little bit more open.
I could, and I'm curious if he does. I keep going back to, remember the Texans kickoff at NRG? The big preseason party they had and all that.
The season premiere.
Season premiere, that's what it's called. Stingley was at the table next to us, and I kept looking over there like, this dude won't shut up.
Yeah.
He was engaging.
He was holding court.
He was laughing. He was like, so it's more of a, like, maybe it's in there. You know, it's in there somewhere. Maybe he's going to feel a little more comfortable.
Andre Johnson was the same way too, man. Yeah. And I was talking to somebody before the show, and I was like, man, Andre Johnson, if there's no media people around.
No, he's great.
He holding court, man.
Yeah.
Like, to the point, I'm like, damn, is that Andre Johnson? Cracking up. But once a media member come around, I don't think he cared for the media too much. But mm-hmm. once they come around, then he kind of shut down mm-hmm. and eventually dip out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what that ultimately sounds like with that group of fellas talking. Real quick here, I did want to get to this. NBA Finals Game 3 is happening here tonight. Tied 1-1. They're back in Indy. You were mentioning it. Shams Charania actively on with Pat McAfee because, of course, Pat McAfee, who broadcasts in Indianapolis, of course, he's going to be out there by Gainbridge. But with this game, or with the two games in the books on this, we're getting back numbers, right? And I'm nobody's TV mm-hmm. executive, so these things only mean but so much. But I mean, the clamors that people made about, oh man, the ratings are going to be low because of these two teams. I don't know if it's because of these two teams, but you have seen relatively low TV ratings with this particular NBA Finals at this point. And with that being the case, the NBA kind of put out their communications about Game 1 and Game 2 yesterday, and I was very intrigued by the way that they spun this. Are you feeling this? Are you buying what they're selling here?
No, I'm not buying.
There are three bullet points that the NBA communications tweet puts out. First and foremost, Games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals are the two most watched programs across all of television in the first week of May. Since the first week of May, right?
Yeah. And
for like over a month, those two games were the things that were the biggest. Point two, nearly all of 18 to 34-year-olds who were watching TV during the times that those games were on were tuned into those games. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the NBA Finals have generated more than 1 billion views and counting across social media for those two games.
They didn't mention the ratings.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did they?
They did not. And this is why I started. Like,
I say, why would they?
This is absolutely
some spin.
You got
to mention the good part.
Yeah. Is there any merit to the spin that they're trying to have here, Lopez?
Okay, there might be a little merit. Especially the social media presence, that was a pretty astounding number. But here's the thing. If the ratings, I think the ratings are down 24% from last year. That's a big percentage. 24% is a lot. So my question is this. If they were up 24%, would they be talking about, you know, the ratings not being? Because I think Adam Silver said he was puzzled. He was puzzled by all the talk about TV ratings. Would he be puzzled if they were up 24%?
I don't know. I mean, you take the numbers, you put them up. Like, you hey, man, look at these numbers. It's
you great. Know how it go, man. We going to make these numbers work the way we want it to work.
Yeah, and Reggie said, spin. That's what this is. Here's the other thing, and I almost laughed out loud. I did the kind of, okay. He says, it's the most watched show in the last month. Okay, what's been on the last month in terms of
you got to spend it the way it benefits you.
I mean, the BET Awards came on Monday. You know what I mean? So like, maybe
it's the biggest, most people has watched since a month ago. Okay, women's softball, you know, strong second there. You know,
which, I mean, the College way, World Series was going too. You know,
well, here, I was going to mention that.
About the French Open.
Or sorry, Super on the French Open. French Open. Yeah, come on, man.
But here's the thing: the women's softball had like a 7, I believe. 7 million. NBA Finals at 8.4. I think I'm remembering those numbers correctly.
Did not see specifically, yeah, so I can't necessarily
confirm. I think it was 8.4, down 24%. Women's softball was 7. I'm like, okay, this is the epitome of spin here. And I'm not bashing on the NBA, but it's like I'm bashing on the spin. You know?
You got to do it for the salespeople, man. Exactly. The salespeople got to go out and sell that.
So I think you're right here. I think that, look, man, this is spin, and you would definitely take this in the other direction if it was indeed the other direction. Mm-hmm. I did find it intriguing, though, that they pointed to the idea of people in that kind of young target demographic that I think a lot of these sports are angling for. One of the things, the reasons why we've seen baseball become more avid in making sure that, you know, the game is faster and, you know, some of these things so that you can continue to grab the interest of young viewers, because that's going to be the future of where this franchise is going to be making money, that you have all of them tuned in, if you're tuning in on television to this thing. I found that to be intriguing, but that's not enough to get to the other side of this. And I think ultimately the question I wanted to ask here is, do you think that this speaks to the parity of this all? Because, people have clamored for, we want parity in this league. We want all these teams to be able to get to this space. And this has been held up as the epitome of that parity drive, is that you're getting teams like, you know, the Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder in this space that are legitimately good when you watch the games.
Yeah.
But the markets are small and people are not necessarily driving to this. I know that people have talked about the idea that, hey, man, they haven't watched. Yes, this is Cold Brew on the YouTube page. They haven't watched the NBA since the Rockets rebuild, right? And I mean, when your team isn't in it, is that going to take you away? Especially when your team is not one of the big markets, and these are small market teams. Like, does this speak to this parity driven perspective, and maybe how it might not be as tenable as people want to claim that it is?
Yeah, that's the part that I don't like about this. Just as a basketball fan, I was wrong. I thought that the numbers would be pretty good, to be honest. Just because of that parity of two fresh faces, so to speak, in the finals and the quality of basketball. I had high hopes for TV ratings. I think you did, too. I thought it was going to be pretty
good. Well, I don't know good. That I put it within the TV rating, to be fair. Like, I don't know how I was viewing the actual ratings.
But
I
you just thought it'd be watched.
I think it's good football, or good basketball,
yes,
rather.
And that's why I'm a little disappointed, sad, whatever you want to call it, on that. But, you know, ultimately, no matter how much stock you put on TV ratings, especially in today's world, you know, those are the numbers that you sell to advertisers. It's to this day. It's not about, I mean, there is some level of, you know, how many engagements and all that, of course. I mean, we do that. But there is still at the core, what is the demo? What are your TV ratings? Yeah. And frankly, the demo that sells, it does sell, but not as much as a higher demo. Is not 18 to 34.
No, you're right.
18 to 34 is not what sells.
It's the next one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The thing that I do find interesting about this is because I did start thinking about, does this speak to the idea of parity? How much of this is just like the nature of where we are in the TV landscape? Because you're right. Like, those ratings do matter, because the majority of any of these leagues, they're making their money off of these TV deals that are going on. So, like, you know, your next TV deal, if the TV people that are buying this are like, oh, man, this number isn't where you want it to be. But how much of that is just like outside of football being football? There's not many things out here that are putting up large numbers anyways, or that are putting up giant numbers. Is this going to be a thing where TV executives or whatever go, okay, it's not what it used to be, but it's also better than everything else? I don't know. But I found that to be interesting. We'll see if maybe game 3 changes any of this. Mm-hmm. If like the ways that game 1 happened or game 2, like if that makes any of the difference. But I don't know. And there's people on the text line who are also pointing at, like, ideological things, whether, you know, real or not, when it comes to the NBA. But the perception is reality, a lot of things. I think there's also some people, I don't think it's everybody, to be fair, and that's speaking for myself. But there are people that view the NBA as, like, quote unquote woke or what have you, mm-hmm. and that takes them away ideologically.
There's a lot of factors, and that it's undeniable that is one. I mean, it's out there all over. But I don't think that's the sole factor. And sadly, another thing that kind of makes me sad is the whole big market thing is going to gain more legs.
Yeah,
gain more traction.
That's what it looks like, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody said the court sucks for the finals. The commentators are mid, and no one likes SGA.
Maybe that's a factor too.
It's possible as well. But yeah, we'll see how it continues to go. Game three tonight. Between the Pacers and the Thunder in game, series is tied 1-1. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including some people got into the Astrodome. Lopez, you want to talk about the people that are getting into the urban decay of the Astrodome? We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now; you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.